From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. In Syria, a suicide bomb attack has killed at least 20 people attending a top meeting of the rebel group Ahrar al-Sham. It's reported that the group's leader, Hassan Abood, is among the dead. The Ahrar al-Sham group is a key member of the Islamic Front Alliance, formed to combat Islamic State militants, otherwise known as ISIS or ISIL. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama is meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders as he tries to persuade Congress to back his plan to deal with the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama is set to announce his plans in a speech on Wednesday, as a new poll shows Americans widely support airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. Lorna Shattuck reports from Washington.
Barack Obama is spending Tuesday conferring with congressional leaders from both parties in an attempt to get their support for a planned offensive against the Islamic State. The White House is keen to ensure lawmakers are fully behind the policy and bear joint responsibility, whether or not they're asked to vote on it. The strategy is expected to involve an expansion of the airstrikes in Iraq that began in August, but the president's also likely to discuss putting together a coalition of international allies to oppose the militants. It comes as a new poll for ABC News and The Washington Post shows that more than 90% of Americans see the Islamic State as a serious threat to U.S. interests.
Dutch experts investigating the downing of flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine say it was hit by numerous objects that pierced the plane at high speed. All 298 people died on board the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur on July 17th when it broke apart in midair. Our Europe correspondent Jack Perak reports.
The Dutch Safety Board has released a report which says there is no evidence of technical or human error and that the plane broke apart due to structural damage caused by a number of large objects penetrating it from outside. Many Western leaders blame pro-Russian rebels for shooting the plane down with a Buk anti-aircraft system. Moscow continues to deny it has supplied any such weaponry to those fighting in eastern Ukraine.
A great history discovery out of Canada. Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced that a British explorer ship that disappeared more than a century and a half ago in the Arctic has been found. The ship was part of a famed expedition by Sir John Franklin, who set out in 1845 to map the Northwest Passage, but vanished along the way, creating a great mystery. Prime Minister Harper said it's not yet clear which one of Sir Franklin's two ships has been discovered. Tech giant Apple has announced its newest slate of products, including the iPhone 6 and a long-rumored iWatch. Apple is venturing into new territory with the unveiling of its smartwatch, which can sync with users' iPhones, play apps, and track the user's health and exercise. The new iPhone is its thinnest yet and features a larger screen. Apple also announced a new payment system called Apple Pay, which it says can replace the wallet. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Formula One athlete Michael Schumacher will leave a Swiss hospital to continue his rehab from a severe head injury at home. The seven-time racing champion was injured in a skiing accident last December. Ira Spitzer reports from Berlin.
Nearly 9 months after his injury, the German racing legend is returning to his home in Gland, Switzerland. He spent six of those months in a medically induced coma after undergoing two operations to remove life-threatening blood clots. Schumacher fell and hit his head on a rock while skiing in the French Alps. Schumacher's manager announced the news in a statement in which he asked that the Schumacher's family's privacy be respected and saying that there was still a long and difficult road ahead in his rehabilitation.
And the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere has accelerated at the fastest pace in 30 years, according to the World Meteorological Organization. The UN group's figures are considered the most accurate, and the recorded levels for 2013 are intensifying fears of an acceleration in global warming. Daniel Wrenches has this report.
The levels of carbon dioxide, or CO2, in the atmosphere in 2013 reached 396 parts per million, an increase of 2.9 parts on 2012, the largest increase since 1984. Concentrations of many other heat-trapping gases, including methane, also sharply increased, alarming scientists who point to a rapid and irreversible acceleration in global warming impacts. The World Meteorological Organization's report says the oceans are responsible for absorbing many of these gases, which in turn makes them more acidic, bringing further critical environmental impacts such as diminishing the ability of coral and many other sea creatures to reproduce.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.